This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
All around you are signs that the conservatives are winning in this country. All around you. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. Thanks for being a part of what I do here. Go visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com/KevPerks, and you can see some of the things that we try to find things that we believe are going to benefit you. As a thanks for listening to the program, we have a thing that helps you get your prescription drugs cheap. So, for example, my father-in-law gets his $700 worth of meds, monthly meds, for $60 using a service that we offer to you guys. I don't know what it's going to save you, but I know Jeff, he loves his son-in-law, right? So, because I'm the one who told him about it. And so my editor, Tiffany of the Black Sphere, she saves $350 a month on her meds because of this service. I know this. I'm not trying to sell you on something. So if you do it and you save money, my hope is that you will, one, give a little change to us because we got to operate, or do something that another thing that we say will be a benefit to you. For example, if you were to enjoy the Flick Fest, it's $5 a month. So if I save you $100 a month, you might spend $5 with us and watch some pretty decent films. Or maybe you decide you want to become an owner in a social media site. I don't know where it's going to go. I'm going to do my best to make it successful. But if PolitiChatter, when it goes public, it is going to go public. But when it goes public, I don't know what the stock will be worth. But, you know, it's worth a gamble. You know what I'm saying? Because the shift in everything, we're at a cataclysmic shift right now. The American fault, if you will, is shifting, and it's going to be bigger than the Andreas fault or any other fault line in the country. And I want to be a part of it. And that's why we have decided to go after pop culture and social media and media, because they need to be targeted. So I mentioned in the previous part of the broadcast that leftists are un-American because they cannot stack up to us. They got to tip the scales. I'll give you an example. Hollywood has to get funded from the government and get special dispensation to be racist, sexist, and homophobic and anything else in its movies and in its policies and practices. That's the only way it can operate. It has to have a leg up. You think that anything that's got leftism attached to it could survive on its own if it weren't subsidized? Do you think that the Logo Channel could be successful by itself if it weren't wrapped into some sports package that they have with the cable company? You think the LGBT channel is going to make it on its own? If it could, it would. Why would you go through cable if you could do it direct? Now they have the opportunity to prove it. You think they're going to do it? Good luck. Leftists have to be propped up. I mentioned that, you know, you guys know I attacked the Oscars, and I bet a lot of people were like, Kevin, and I explained it. I said, this is huge. What happened to the Oscars? Losing 60% of its audience again after having the worst year in history the year before. Before the scandemic, the Oscars had already dipped to crazy lows, and then it dropped 60% more. It did not have a host. I explain, there is nobody who can stack up the leftism. That's the reason why it didn't have a host. Look at the president they installed. This dude is a racist idiot. He's a racist, sexist, bigot, idiot, and they put him in. You would think that they could dump anybody into the Oscars, but the Oscars is so pristine, they couldn't find anybody. Then they said they were going to focus on race issues, and they ended up giving the award for best actor, which I find ironic, given that they are supposedly androgynous clones at this point. But they give best actor to who? The guy who has more talent than the black dude who died. That's how crazy things got for the Oscars. Oh, and don't forget, no mask on camera. Did you guys know this? The film that won for the Oscars had a $12 million budget or whatever. They gave it to some Asian chick. I think it's called Nomad or No Man's Land or something like that. Anyway, Chris and I were talking about this the other day. The top budget for the top five films nominated, all the films nominated, was less than like $100 million. In other words, all the little films won. Some of the films that were nominated for best film had grossed $187,000. That's all the film made. I'm not kidding. Go look this up. It's unbelievably good news for us. See, all these people that think they matter, their voices are nothing. So the president, like me, he recognized this and said, I'm going to speak out about it. And he says, what used to be called the Academy Awards, now the Oscars, a far less important and elegant name, had the lowest television ratings in recorded history, even much lower than last year, which set another record low. If they keep with the current ridiculous formula, it will only get worse, if that's possible. Go back 15 years, look at the formula they use, change the name back to the Academy Awards. Don't be so politically correct and boring, and do it right. Also, bring back a great host. Those television people spend all the time thinking about how to promote the Democrat Party, which is destroying our country, and cancel conservatives and Republicans. That formula certainly hasn't worked very well for the Academy. I want you to understand, I had no clue this guy would issue the statement, but that's the level of importance that he saw. And I am proud that I recognized exactly that. He didn't go into the detail I did, but he mentioned the host. He mentioned this woke society of academy, you know, of the academy, and it's destroying itself. Now, they throw this party every year. How long are they going to keep throwing this party? Congratulate yourselves, conservatives. You're outing them for what they are. They are frauds. Every single one of them. Dressing up to go get a trophy. Making millions of dollars. But are they going to be making millions of dollars when a film grosses $187,000 and gets nominated for an Oscar? That's practically indie money. And I bring you back to the Netflix. And I ask you again, what happens when I'm throwing a gala and we get 25 million people to watch it? What happens to the Oscars? We have that opportunity, folks. TheFlickFest.com. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic. And maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get 2 bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-929-9960. 800-929-9960. 800-929-9960. That's 800-929-9960. Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, Make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-328-9420. 800-328-9420. 800-328-9420. Again, that's 800-328-9420.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I mentioned the other day that MIT's brilliant professors validated my brilliance. And they talked about, doesn't matter whether you're 6 feet away or 60 feet away, you can't be protected with your little stupid mask. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. You can't. That mask is of zero consequence to you. Let me put it to you this way, and I know this will sound a little gross, but if somebody were to, how do I put this delicately, pass gas, do you smell it? You know the answer. The answer is yes. Well, they have clothes on, right? They have clothes. It's going through layers and layers. It's going through predictive, you know, presumably underwear. then it's going through some form of other thing. So let's say you're wearing cotton underwear, then you're wearing corduroy jeans. Let's make it tough on the old fart to get through. It gets through, it circulates, and then you go, what's that? Who cut the cheese? Qui coupe le fromage? Yep, who cut the cheese? Qui coupe le fromage, I should say. Because it's not past tense. But anyway, well, actually it is. So, who, you know, if you don't, I know I smell them. He who dealt it, smelt it. You even know when you did it. So the point is, the mask is useless. MIT did a study that said it doesn't matter whether you're 6 feet or 60 feet. And I brought this up before. I said, oh, so the CDC recommends 6 feet separation. Why? Well, that's what it takes to kill the virus. Really? How do you know? Did you test it? I would really love to see the scientific evidence that 6 feet, is it not 5 foot and a half? Maybe it's 4 feet. Then in school they said, no, it's 3 feet in school. Oh, and that's right. If you're eating, you can take your mask off because the Wu Flu takes a hiatus. And oh, by the way, you're walking through the restaurant wearing a mask, but when you sit down, it's okay. It's ridiculous. I don't have to do a study. It's stupid on its face. Yet, the frauds out there want you to believe that you follow these guys. Wash your hands often and make sure that your mask can do, and it's better if you double mask. Let me tell you what the double mask will do. It'll still let you smell that fart. So don't act like this stuff works. It doesn't pass common sense. Don't get me in a lab proving it, which is what MIT did, and thereby proving my brilliance. So, I've been revealing this fraud of the Wu Flu. I will continue, by the way. But before I get to more of this fraud, I have this question. What does it take to orchestrate such a massive misinformation campaign? Because every time I get up and start prepping for the show or media or whatever, and I go out on all the major the sites and look at stuff, the first thing I see is all this leftist propaganda. I can see through it like it's in red ink. It's propaganda. It's no longer news. They might as well call it Pravda. Mass hysteria. That's what they created in a generation of kids. Mass division. I want you to think about the kids growing up that never had to think about race or class. They didn't have to go through separate bathrooms and water fountains, and you can't come into the front of the store. No blacks, no colors allowed. Whites only. You know, getting looked at because they're interracial dating. None of it. They've gone through none of it. And they are the most racially sensitive group on the planet. I'm talking about, you talk to the average kid and about black and white, and they're like, what's that got to do with anything? They don't even care. But let the politicians tell you, man, and it is Armageddon. And here's the irony. The kids who are the least racial on the planet are being driven into division. Did you hear my voice crack? Yeah, that's because I had a concert last night. I was singing. My voice is healing, finally. I've been struggling for the better part of 2 years, seriously. Anyway, these kids are non-racial, and you know what they're doing? We're going to teach critical race theory. We're going to teach these white kids that have no issue with black kids. We're going to teach you how you have been for years. If you guys know folks dedicated to education that want to make a difference, any group, you should have them contact me. We are building a coalition of people. We are going to knock this stuff out. It is far past time. And we have a plan that is second to none. Anyway, White House senior advisor, medical advisor, Dr. Anthony the Fraud, said that it was common sense that the outdoor COVID-19 transmission rate is minuscule. Really? I'm shocked. I see people walking around outside with a mask. I want to get out of my car and just go yell at them. Are you that big of an idiot that you want to propagate this nonsense? You're walking by. I see them walking by themselves, nobody around, in the fresh air of freaking Arizona, where it's 90 degrees, crystal clear blue skies, sun beaming down on them, that beautiful, just luscious heat hitting them, and they're wearing a stupid mask. He says, I think it's pretty common sense now that outdoor risk is really, really quite low. Particularly, I mean, if you are a vaccinated person. It's low whether you're a vaccinated person or not. And he says, but if you're a vaccinated person wearing a mask outdoors, I mean, obviously the risk is minuscule. He still wants you to get a vaccination, wear the mask outdoors, and he says, it's minuscule. It's minuscule without the vaccination and the mask. What I believe you're going to be hearing, what the country is going to be hearing soon, is updated guidelines from the CDC. The CDC, listen, this is what he says, is a science-based organization. They don't want to make any guidelines unless they look at the data and the data backs it up. That is the biggest crock of hog crap you've ever seen, heard, besides the other hog crap that Fauci's ever mentioned out of his mouth. He's waiting on the CDC because they're going to look. They are a science-based organization. That is a bunch of nonsense. The CDC is a bunch of midgets, Guatemalan midgets back there laughing at Americans going, let's give them new guidelines. They said, health expert. He says, but when you look around at the common sense situation, obviously the risk is very low, particularly if you are vaccinated. You notice how they keep saying that? Health reports have recently recommended that local authorities drop outdoor mask mandates, as numerous studies have shown that the risk of outdoor transmission is low. Wow, welcome to the party, pal. This is insane. They're losing the battle, so now they got to figure out how to fight differently.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. as President Joe Biden is celebrating his 100th day in office by making his first stop on the Get America Back on Track tour in Georgia. Republican Senator from Florida, Rick Scott, was not happy with what he heard last night in the president's first address to Congress.
Joe Biden gives a nice talk about unity, but he doesn't mean it. Look at, he's just kowtowing to the radical left. He didn't talk about how he's going to secure the border, open the schools, make sure our businesses are doing well. He didn't talk about why he wants to pack the Supreme Court or why, D.C. statehood.
Parts of the country are assessing the damage after severe flooding and tornadoes left a trail of destruction on Wednesday. Parts of Oklahoma, Missouri, Arkansas, and Texas saw torrential downpours that led to flooding. Twisters also causing damage in Oklahoma, but luckily there were no reports of injuries. USA Radio News. President Joe Biden, during his speech to Congress on Wednesday, called for a ban on high-capacity magazines that hold up to 100 rounds. The president also called for a ban on so-called assault weapons, universal background checks for firearm purchases, and regulations on do-it-yourself guns made from part kits. The third man of the moon landing has passed away.
Apollo 11 astronaut Michael Collins has died. Collins was part of the three-man crew who traveled to the moon in 1969, piloting the command module Columbia in the moon's orbit, while Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin walked on the surface. An Air Force pilot, Collins joined NASA in 1963 and first went into space on the Gemini 10 mission in 1966. Apollo 11 was his last spaceflight. He later worked with the Smithsonian Institution and went on to become the director of the National Air and Space Museum. Michael Collins was 90. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I was thinking about all the things that we want to cover on the program. I'm just going to give you a few. So, Keith Ellison, the Muslim that was in Congress, who's now the Attorney General of Minnesota, a state that's gone wild, he actually came out and expressed some concern for Officer Chauvin, Derek Chauvin. And it's as close to him admitting that he knows that Chauvin was railroaded as you can possibly get, but he wouldn't admit it. I want to cover that at some point. I want to cover acts of overt racism. I think we should dedicate media to the overt racism of the left, stuff that they overlook. I'll give you an example of one. When Michelle Obama made the comment that I was skeptical of Barack because white people seem to like him so much. Try to find that comment on the internet. She said it. I wrote an article about it and they took down the video. Try to find it. Overt racism. It's everywhere. It's so, if we were to document it and be talking about it and doing that in our media, but you know what our media does? Our media follows their media. Sad to say. Kevin Jackson's you're listening to it is the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. TheKevinJacksonNetwork.com. Like the Ohio State University. It's where you can find everything that we do. So anyway, those are some of the stories. I want to talk about Cuomo. Is he going to make it? He's back in trouble. But it's not getting any press. I've talked about Putin, Punk, and Biden, but I haven't really gotten a chance to tell you all the details. That's sort of moved away. Hunter Biden, he talked about having a gun when he was a drug addict, and how can he have a gun? You know, I could go on about that. CNN was sued by the Flynns. Where's that case going? Georgia lied about Trump and that call that he made. I mean, it's all, this is now considered old news, folks, and these are all controversial things. Controversial. Transgender stuff has come up quite a bit. I don't know if you guys realize it. Now, these transgender men are asking to be moved to women's prisons. How's that going to work out? The left are retooling society to fit this dystopian nightmare that I think many of us are trying to figure out. Where do you think it's going to go? You think it's going to have a happy ending? Maybe the one with the transgender thing will. That may have some happy endings. Anyway, there's so much to talk about. And, you know, I got more than that. I want to cover some really deep, introspective things to make you think and arm you with things that you can say to leftists. I did it in the first part of the hour. I said, hey, just tell a leftist, you know what I figured out? I actually am better than you. You want to blow their minds when they, you know, we do this and we do that and we help the poor and we do this and we're for black people. And I'm like, wow, with all that help, it sure seems like everybody's complaining a lot. Because, see, you know how I help black people? I don't think of them as black people. I think of them as human beings. That makes me better than you. Just always finish with that. It's like a fortune cookie where you always end it with in bed. You will be fantastic and make lots of money in bed. Well, you do the same thing for when you're dealing with leftists. You just let them know, I'm better than you. How can you say you're better than another human being? Well, I am. I'm just better than you. I love, they don't want me around. I'm telling you, I don't get invited to stuff. People think, Kevin, you must get speak all up. Man, I have to find. I don't know where stuff is half the time. Well, I don't have a PR team looking. I should be all over the country speaking on this stuff because people need to hear this. They do. They need to hear it, and they need to hear it delivered in a way that they will remember it and understand it and use it. You're lucky, my audience. Anyway, I want to talk about Donald Trump. I told you he targeted the Oscars, something that probably many people wondered, why was I talking about it? Because I know how pivotal it is. I know that we are at a time where if we can crush Hollywood and build something for ourselves, man, game on. We win pop culture. When filmmakers want to come somewhere else, when storytellers want to start telling real stories and not be censored and know that they've got a platform, I gave you the numbers on the Oscars. Movies that haven't even made $1 million of profit were nominated. I should have Chris Harris on to talk about that because he did the research. Unhyphenatedamerica.org if you want to check out Chris. Anyway, President Trump is also making his presence known among rhinos, and he's doing this on the regular. He's already chased a lot of rhinos out of office. See, they got the memo. But for the Republicans who remain, who helped in the coup against him, Trump wants them to know he's not playing around. And this includes people like the governor of Arizona, Governor Doug Ducey. Trump took time. Now, there's two things we're going to talk about here. He issued a memo on Ducey and election fraud, a proclamation, as it were, and he thanked the true Republicans of Arizona for the work that they're doing to expose this massive fraud. Now, I talked about this last hour, where Kelly Ward came on and she described Democrats as scum, scoundrels, cheaters, sent 73 attorneys to fight Arizona learning how the election went and understanding to make sure that our elections are fair. And Doug Ducey didn't help. Anyway, Trump issued a statement. He says, so many people would like to thank the brave and patriotic Republican state senators from Arizona for their incredible job they're doing in exposing the large-scale voter fraud which took place in the 2020 presidential election. I love it. He's calling it out. He will not let down. It's funny that every time you hear to see a leftist story, they say the President Trump's allegations of it, you know, unsubstantiated allegations of voter fraud. Wait until Arizona proves what we already know, what happened in every state. Anyway, he says their tireless efforts have led to a massive recount, ballot examination, full forensic audit, undertaken by experts retained by the state Senate, with results to be announced within 6 weeks. The Democrats, upon hearing the news of the court order, have sent 73 lawyers to Arizona in an effort to stop this recount and full transparency because they know what they did. They're desperate for the fraud to remain concealed because when revealed, the great states of Wisconsin, Michigan, Georgia, New Hampshire, and the great Commonwealth of Pennsylvania would be forced to complete the work already started. He says it's going to be live on TV. He mentions OAN is where you can watch it. That little dig on Fox, a gotcha. And a promotion of One America News. And while we're discussing voter fraud, folks, understand that it only takes one state to perform due diligence and prove the big cheat without a doubt. But they didn't get any help from Ducey. And here's what the president wrote. Why are the Democrats so desperate to stop this election fraud from being revealed? The answer is obvious. The governor of Arizona, Doug Ducey, has been shockingly of zero help to the state Senate. We want to pretend the election was free and fair. Or he wants, rather, to pretend the election was free and fair. What are he and the Maricopa County commissioners trying to hide? Our country needs the truth of the scam 2020 election to be exposed. If it is not, just as we have no borders, we can have we cannot be a great nation. Sorry about that. Honest elections are America's heart and soul. We must never allow this to happen to our great country again. Thank you, senators and others in Arizona, for commencing this full forensic audit. And I predict the results will be startling. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm not getting excited. Been there, done that with the Durham report, right? But I am hopeful that the truth gets out. And the truth is that the Democrats cheated on a massive scale. But I'm going to tell you something. They are not going to stop. And they have the governor who says he's a Republican. I've met Doug Ducey multiple times. I never get a good feeling about him. He's always sizing things up politically. He wants to know which side he needs to be on the winning side. He's not going to pick a side. He's the quintessential politician. He's not going to choose because he doesn't want to make the mistake of choosing wrong. And see, that's not leadership. Now, let me tell you what Ducey's problem is. He used a lot of people from the McCain camp to get him elected. And McCain was a Democrat. Might as well have been. They are such a stain on Arizona, the McCain family, and I don't mean it in the sense of their human side. I mean politically. They are a political stain on the state of Arizona. And it's tough to get rid of that stain. But we're doing it slowly but surely. More on Ducey when we get back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you have recurring prescription costs that are hundreds of dollars a month, I'm about to do you a huge favor. We have an A-plus rated Better Business Bureau partner who is a personal friend of mine. He got my father-in-law hundreds of dollars of reductions in his ongoing medical costs for prescription drugs. That number has gone from $210 a month to over $700 a month, and my father-in-law only pays a $60 fee for those meds. Never pay full price for your prescription meds again, folks. You deserve to save this money, and this service really works. Visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/KevPerks. Next, submit the free form, and Jeff's team will call you and get you help. You can also call for more information, 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. So start saving that money right away. Put it back in your bank account and tell a few friends. They'll be happy you did.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Most people don't know this, but the Republicans are always behind the eight ball when it comes to electoral college and presidential elections. The Democrats have a huge advantage. 40-50 electoral college votes. It's up to the Republicans to win states that typically go Democrat. And President Trump's been able to do that. He did it in his first election and he did it in his second. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. The Electoral College got reshaped with the latest census because Texas picked up votes. Florida picked up representatives, I should say. Texas got two. They were expecting three. It's good news, bad news. I was talking to one of my friends. She says, well, it just shows that we didn't get as much. They didn't count as many illegals as we thought they did. But see, what the Democrats are doing there is they're not counting the illegals for representation right now, but they're letting them come in and they want them to vote. So it's a double-edged sword. You know, did we really win? Yeah, we got two more seats, and Texas is technically a red state. But how long does it stay red? It's going to require vigilance in other states. So in short, the Democrats lose three electoral college votes, and Texas gains. It's a net gain of six that wouldn't have impacted this election one way or the other, because Trump defeated Biden by dozens of electoral college votes. He just got cheated. And Arizona is working on proving that. And remember what I said in the previous segment. It only takes one state to show how the Democrats cheated and what they did. And then the dam breaks. Feel free to speculate on what happens, folks, when Arizona proves beyond a shadow of a doubt that massive fraud occurred in our election. And they do the forensic audit and show what the Dominion machines did, how things didn't match up. Which is why the Democrats sent 73 attorneys. That's an army of attorneys. See, that's the special forces for the Democrats. They want to try to sue you. I do find it strange that all they had to do was come up with $1 million to keep delaying it, but they didn't. All the money that the Democrats have, it makes me wonder, is the fix in? So I tell you, I'm not getting too excited about it. But let's say that it does go the way that we know it should go, and the truth gets out. How is the social media Gestapo going to act? Are they going to reinstate accounts that were talking about voter fraud? Are they going to self-correct and say, you know what, we're really sorry, but all the people who were talking about voter fraud, we apologize. There was voter fraud. Do you expect that? What will leftists do to spin what Arizona does? Well, Arizona, it was a completely right-wing done, blah, blah, blah. They're going to try to make it appear as though it's only Arizona where the machines had whatever was done. Or the ballots didn't match because they're checking them with ultraviolet machines and stuff to make sure that the ballots are actually legit. It's really fun to watch, man. This is going to get interesting. Next, my question is, will they investigate, did Mark What's-His-Face really beat Martha McSally? What will Joey Demento say about his no longer massive win? When it's learned that there was a cheat, will he come out and say, I'm really disheartened to hear that I didn't actually win in Arizona? You know, we need to make sure that this election was legit across the board. I don't want to serve as an illegitimate president, which is what he is, by the way. We know the Democrats cheated. What are they going to do? Anyway, President Trump is in full support of this recount. And I talked in the previous segment, he's gone after the governor of Arizona. If you recall, Governor Ducey was going to sign this fraudulent election. Excuse me. And the president was calling him. And the reason why we know it is because Ducey made a point to say, this is the ringtone for the president. And it was, and that was going off as Ducey was signing that legislation. And Ducey heard it, put it on silent, gleefully signed that the election had been certified in Arizona. And now we get to prove that that dude was part of the cabal. He's a liar, too. Yep. As many Arizonans know, and I said this in a previous segment, Ducey is a politician's politician. I don't know much about him, but here's what I do know. I've met him a few times. His father was a cop. I also heard his family has ties to the mafia. I don't know. You can do the research and find out for yourself. But I can tell you this, to become a governor, you gotta have some pretty sleazy things. Look at Cuomo. Anybody doubt that Cuomo in New York, Mario Cuomo, the guy that talks like, hey, you don't talk, what are you talking about? Shuts down the press, shut down an investigation into He sets up a commission to investigate fraud, and when they start investigating his stuff, he shuts it down. That is mafioso. That's big boss. He ain't the big guy like Joe Biden, but that's a boss. So Ducey supposedly has ties to this. I don't know. People I've known just said, don't cross him. I'm like I tell everybody, I'm afraid of no man. No, I'm not afraid of anybody. The governor, whatever, fine, don't cross him. I know people too. Anyway, Trump post-cheat recognizes who played a hand in his coup. He thought Ducey was his friend. When he came to town, Ducey was hanging on to him. He was all smiles. This guy was stabbing Trump in the back like Brutus. And he knows who it is. And Ducey now sits prominently on Trump's crap list. He ain't on. He's getting a lump of coal this Christmas. Now, I told you what Trump said about the recount and Ducey the other day. But less than a week, he came out with another statement. And here's what Trump said. Governor Doug Ducey of Arizona, one of the worst governors in America, and the second worst Republican governor in America, is refusing to provide security for the American patriots who are hand counting the rigged 2020 Arizona election ballots. I gotta tell you, I love when Trump says what it is. Cheated, rigged, etc. No holds barred. We're all reading it. I'm talking about it. The media doesn't want to cover it. They're not going to cover this. But let me tell you, Donald Trump is sticking this in every voter's email box. How many of them are reading it? I don't know. You know, if it's like ours, we get about 15-20% that open it. But it's still a lot. And he's not holding back. He's like me. I'm not trying to say we're kindred spirits, but we are in this sense, because I'm never going to admit that we had a free and fair election. I know with 100% certainty that we had a cheat and it was a coup. And nobody will ever get me to say otherwise. Anyway, he goes on. Incredible organization and integrity taking place in Arizona with respect to the fraudulent 2020 presidential election. He will not let up, man. I love it. These are great American patriots, but watch the radical left Democrats' demean and destroy campaign will start very soon. He's right. They're wanting to know who's counting. What can they learn about them? I swear, folks, if you knew how dirty politics got, you wouldn't let any of these people hold office. We'd fire them all. We would put all kinds of restrictions on them. These are the scummiest. They are the lowest of the low, the most vile of the vile. They're evil. You can't stress it enough. Anyway, he goes on. He says, they will say anything they can to take away the integrity, validity, and credibility of what these incredible patriots are doing, but the people of Arizona won't stand for it. They are among the earliest to see that this was a rigged election. Now, I'm going to tell you something. I no longer believe Trump to be the strategist that I gave him credit for. He got snowed by far too many people. And frankly, it validated what I felt about him when I used to watch The Apprentice and Celebrity Apprentice. I would say, I wouldn't have fired that guy. But I deferred because I said, you know what? Maybe the producer said, you know what? Omarosa, she's good for the show, you know, for ratings or whatever. So I deferred. I thought maybe he's doing this for different reasons. I just think he doesn't know how to make good personnel decisions. But still, I have to believe he learned from his many people-related mistakes, and now he's attacking those he knows cheated him, and he's going to do it with a vengeance. Good for him.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.